Okay, Abayisai, let's begin. We are up to page Simin. We are still in the middle of Simin Tzadiches, Halacha Lamed Aleph, but we have turned the page to page Reish Nun. We are in the middle of the Sha'arim Mitzionim Halacha. It is on page Reish Nun. Reish Nun. At the bottom, Ois Gimel. That's where we stopped last time. Ois Gimel. V'ayin b'shut mishpatei uziel b'inyin pesichas ha'me'orer ventilator.
That's a fan.
A fan. He calls it here a ventilator.
A ventilator.
A ventil tour. What is it called? A ventil...
A ventilator.
Ventilator. Okay, but he's calling it a fan. Are you allowed to open up a fan? B'sichas zer mamalos. Elevator. Are you allowed to go into an elevator on Yom Tov? Okay, so we know on Shabbos we don't do these things, but why not on Yom Tov? What's the problem of doing these things on Yom Tov?
We're talking about
pressing the button. Of course, pressing the button. Of course, pressing the button to turn it on and go and pressing the button. Shakos av diyesh b'zem mishum tikun mone v'gam mishum mavir mechabe aval ein leser ella b'Shabbos aval b'Yom Tov shnei mutarim ayin sham. Shocking statement. Shocking. Obviously, this is not acceptable halacha, but it's good to know that there are such gedolei Yisrael that hold it at smutter. You can go in an elevator. Go into an elevator on Yom Tov. Unbelievable chiddush. She says, "V'hu ozel l'shitasa." He's following the shita. Shemat v'gam hadlokas hachashmal. That he's following his opinion.
Doorman or whatever door. No. They have a doorman that runs the elevator.
No, you run the elevator. No, without a doorman. You press the buttons. You can electrical circuits, see all, there's nothing wrong. Electricity, according to Mishpat Zil, is a form of Eish. It's a form of Eish, Havarin Kibui. Ground Kibui is Mutter, and pressing buttons and turning on electrical circuits is Eish.
I'm talking about Shabbos.
No, Shabbos, you can't. Shabbos, Eish is also.
I know my sister's building in Manhattan.
It's a doorman. Okay, that's a Amir Liakov.
He knows where you live. He knows what floor. He knows everything.
Yeah, so there are many reasons to be lenient in those situations. They are those who are machin, but if they want to be lenient, you have what to be samach upon. You're not telling him to do it for you on Shabbos. So he knows he's doing it. He's doing it on his own. He's not doing even though he's
it's
doing
his
it.
Job. His job is to, you know.
Right. So it's not. It's
he's it's
doing it for his tip. Okay, that's just true. That's true.
He gets paid.
That's why you have all the Shabbos elevators that stop on him.
Oh, the Shabbos elevator. But here it's worse, because here it's a guy. It's a merely act.
Right.
It's one thing when the elevator goes by itself, so then you're dealing with a shayla of, when you go into an elevator, this is an old shayla, and everyone is debating this, more weight, and how does the elevator work, so is it, are you doing, those are old shayla. So they'll tell you today that the elevators are so sophisticated, you're not doing anything. Go to a commercial elevator, you go to a hospital, you go to these elevators, they weigh, your weight in an elevator is so insignificant, you can't say it's anything, you're adding more electricity. Okay, but when a guy is pressing a button for you, that's a whole new realm of halacha called Amira La'akam. Amira La'akam is Osir on Shabbos Midrabanan. There are many heterim. Dvar mitzvah. You're going to shul on Shabbos. Or you're going to visit someone in the hospital, a bigger cholim. And then you're not telling him, they're not telling you to push the button. You're doing it on your own. You're doing it on your own. He does it, so that's already another madrego. That's a notch less than the Iker prohibition. I didn't tell you, you did. It happens to me that I'm standing here and you're getting annoyed that I'm standing here, so you warm a mela. It's almost like I'm telling you, but I never actually said it to you. So that's another reason why you could be make on. You want to combine the two together, bigger. I'm not telling you to do anything, you're doing it on your own. So certainly there are grounds to be lenient. Okay, those are the issues. But over here we're discussing a much bigger chiddush. Are you allowed to go into an elevator on and press the button on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to go and turn on an electrical appliance? Now you have to also understand, he's discussing over before the time of the digital revolution. And all of this stuff that he's discussing, there's nothing digital. You never saw a gadget where when you press the button, there's a beautiful screen that says what floor you're up to, what floor we're going to stop, and the arrows, and this and that. And you turn on a fan, you can buy cheap fan still, but you turn on an air conditioner today. I mean, today you can't even buy a non-digital air conditioner, unless you you by a very small cheap air conditioner. Everything is digital. Temperature 72, 73, 69, whatever it is. So there, many parents can say that's a shaila of ksiva and mechika. When you turn on a button and then the digital display lights up and it shows numbers, you're doing a maisa. It's a grama. I don't know. You're doing a maisa ksiva. Borders on ksiva and mechika. That's what it says over here. Remove stat. I printed a whole bunch of stuff from. What? A kosher, a grama. A grama. Tzomet Institute. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an institute called Tzomet. And they do everything. They make for the army, even computers. When you type, they have a whole, everything. And they sell all over the world scooters. Scooters that are grama scooters. This goes back 20 years ago. It was a big thing to put an alarm in the Aron Kodesh. They sold them. They sold my father's shul. They sold them an alarm for a lot of money. A grama alarm, when you could basically turn the alarm on and off on Shabbos. That was a time when they were stealing Sefer Torah. And they marketed very successfully. Not everyone was so happy with it, but the alarms that you can basically turn on and off on Shabbos. You turn the key to turn the alarm on, turn the alarm off, and it operated with this grama. I don't even know how it operated, but there was such a thing going.
Thief just enough time to get away.
Okay, so this is. Yeah. Yeah, I used to always do it. I used to turn on and off, and it was a disaster because every so often they would forget to turn it off and then open it on. Woo, woo, woo. And those days, boy, you could get someone a heart attack in shul. It was so loud. You have old people and they open it up, and you're not expecting this, and the false alarms. You know how it went and all this. Today you don't even hear so much house alarms. All the alarms there are silent alarms.
Come to my block.
You hear house alarms,
yeah? Maybe
it's because we're so used to it, you don't even didn't pay attention.
Step away, you'll enter.
Okay, but even that, I don't know, I don't hear that so much anymore.
16 times, 8 times.
Yeah, right, Karl is very short. Yeah. 2 minutes, 2 minutes in the most. By law, it's illegal. A car alarm that goes more than they're not allowed to manufacture alarms that go more than 2 minutes. Sometimes it recycles a broken record. A broken record. It stops. Yeah. Yeah. No. If you're not allowed to do it, lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it with a shin. A shin is only when you have to do it, no matter what, then you employ a shin. There's no such halacha. There's no halacha anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that something you're not allowed to do, you can do with a shin. There's no such thing. It's when you have to do it anyway. The only time you have the thing is a shini. You anyway have to do it. I have to do it pikuach nefesh, or I'm going to be samech on the heter that in this situation we're going to. So then you do it with a shini. But there's kimat no such thing as lechatchila. You do something with a shini. Do it in a normal way. I can't do it. But if I press the elevator with my elbow, then it's smoother. There's no such thing. The situation of a shini is where you're allowed to press the button with your finger because it's an esat tzarech. It's a harah shah. There's a chayle that's a suffik chayle mesukin, and the rabbanim say, okay, go. Go up in the elevator to visit the person, and you can press the button. Once I'm already allowing you to press the button in a normal way, so in this instance, you should do it with a shinui. But you have the backup. The backup is that you can do it in a normal way. But there's no such thing lechatchila of doing something with a shinui. That's how I remember learning.
What's special about an elevator? You could have picked
any electrical appliance. Any electrical appliance that you just you're turning on a motor. You're not doing anything. There's no digital. There's no maisa ksiva. There's no digital. These are very old, relatively speaking, old tshuvas where they didn't have all of these appliances did not have any digital gauges, any digital displays. So here you're just pressing buttons. You're going in the old elevators. I remember the old elevators when I was a child. They had dials to tell you what floor you're on. It was mechanical. There was no digital display. You're up to this floor, that floor. It doesn't exist such a thing today. You can't even get things like that today. But here he says, technically, according to this opinion, if you are of the opinion that electricity is a form of ish, and on Shabbos you're allowed to light fire, you're allowed to transfer fire, so therefore therefore he holds that it's mutter, and he's following his opinion. Period. But according to those opinions that say that electricity is not called just havara, it's called moilid. When you turn on a light bulb, you're not just transferring H to H, you're actually creating something new that did not exist. We look at the light bulb to be more than just H. It's a new fire. It's a new creature. It's a new life form that has come into this world. So then it does not make a difference whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Tikkun Moneh and Moilid is also on Yom Tov as well. Aval, L'shidus Ha'isrim Tzarchin Oid, it's still a Tzarchin. He doesn't say that it's Mamash Osta, but he says that it's still Tzarchin. L'shidus Ha'mekilim Mutu Gamgen Lidchoi Kakaftor, L'tzalz L'ha Pamoin L'konis L'bayis. According to those people that are holding it's Mutu, you're allowed to press the house bell, the bell, the button, to ring the bell, L'konis L'bayis, to Ha'in Kan Isr Moilid, L'di Tu, because according to that opinion, that's not called Moilid, it's just electricity. Electricity is Ish. Mishum Shmias Kol, what about Shmias Kol? Av Shemilsa, you're not allowed on Shabbos or Yom Tov to do something which makes a lot of noise. Nami lo shaykh b'kol b'kezeh al kolponim. Nami lo shaykh b'kol kezeh al kolponim b'shas hatchak. Since over here, that's not an outright prohibition. Av Shemilsa, making sound is only a prolonged sound, a sound that goes on for a very long time, and people also know when they hear the sound, they are aware that there's a chilul and zilzul in Shabbos. If some goy is vacuuming on Shabbos, or there's a dishwasher that's going on Shabbos, and it's making a lot of noise, and people are hearing, wait a minute, the first question is, wait a minute, how did that dishwasher get on? Who turned it on? Did a Jew turn it on? A Jew is not allowed to turn it on. So you think, well, goy did it. Is a goy allowed to turn it on? But Amir Yaakov is also. So since generally turning on electrical appliances or making things that have sound are generally forbidden to be done by a Jew on Shabbos, even if the Jew does not do it and a goy does it, but it produces a sound, it's still prohibited. But when it comes to electricity, you're allowed to, according to this opinion, electricity is mutter on Yom Tov. So when a person hears the bell is ringing, wait a minute, how did the bell ring? It must be someone opened up an electrical circuit. That's fine, because opening an electrical circuit on Yom Tov is mutter. So he holds that there's no prohibition of ringing the bell. There's no issue of Avshan Milsa when people are going to trace it back to a maisa of an electrical circuit, and an electrical circuit is mutter on Yom Tov, and therefore it would be mutter. At least he says b'shas atchak. When it's cold outside, and you want to go indoors, and the only way someone's going to hear that you're knocking on the door is by pressing the button on the bell. Okay, let's go to halacha dalid. Next thing it says, v'ayin. What? The batteries. Yeah. A battery. So battery is a little bit better, they say, because a battery, it's contained, it's not, but it's still probably tikkun moneh. I don't know the answer. I mean, you're asking me is generally, are you allowed to turn on an appliance that runs on batteries?
Flashlight,
transistor radio.
So it seems to say that it's still called moilid. That's one more. I mean, if you hold that a battery is electricity, just electricity only, then it would be motor. Then yeah, it would be motor. It would be the same exact thing. A battery is also a form of ish, according to according to what we've learned. But so in Echanami, according to this opinion, the same way you're allowed to press an electrical bell, seemingly, I'm assuming, you're allowed to press a bell that runs on batteries. It would be exactly the same thing. The same exact thing. But since halacha l'maaseh, we don't accept this. Stop. And I don't know what it said, but it's just not done. Because we hold that completing the electrical circuit is not only ish, it's also moilid. You're creating something new. You're producing a new product that did not exist, which is even sound. The way you're producing sound, this sound did not exist. By completing the electrical circuit, you're creating something new. Something new that did not exist before Shabbos began or Yom Tov began, and that's a separate prohibition that has nothing to do with Ish, that is also even on Yom Tov. So Allah Almighty would seem that pressing anything in there, you can't do with electricity, you can't do with batteries either. That's at least the way the custom. The custom is you don't see people doing battery-powered flashlights and all of these gadgets that run on battery, it still appears halacha l'mayis that we don't do it on Yom Tov. Okay, let's see oystal. The ayin oyd sham beinyin hacha hearing aids hacha reshim she'oznam kveida mishmoya, people who are partially hard of hearing. It accepts the sound of speech. It brings it close to the ear. In other words, a hearing aid. Even chashmali, a battery. Even hearing is a battery. So what is the halacha? Batteries. The book after there's a button. Liftoyach v'liskar kidei shelo yichle koicha shelo even chashmali. So here his question is not using a hearing aid. Now we all know that it's mutar. Ruba de ruba. There are machmir. There are very few people that are machmir. But ruba de ruba, for what I'm aware of, is that 99% of the population uses hearing aids on Shabbos. There's no issue whatsoever. You turn it on before Shabbos and you wear it. It's a malbush. It's part of your body. It's like false teeth. It's in part of your body. It's attached to your body. It's inside. It's attached to the person's ear, whatever it is, all different types. And it's on and it runs and it's running. There's no question that it's mutar. His shaila is the old-fashioned hearing aids where you turn it off. Where every minute that you're not using it, it's in your best interest to turn it off so it should not use up the battery. I'm imagining today the batteries today are permanent batteries. They can run for weeks, months. They have new technology. No? You gotta turn it off? But it's probably not the same.
Like a digital watch.
Batteries. Yeah, but it's not the same. It's probably not such a big issue to keep on the battery, to keep it on the entire 24 hours. Changing it. But here, obviously, it's talking about 60, 70 years ago when I'm assuming that the batteries ran out very quickly. And therefore, you're not going to want to use the battery only for the precise amount of time that you actually need it. So here the question is, you can use the hearing aid, what? Overnight. So probably today, it's no big deal. You leave it on for 12 hours, probably no big deal. I'm all this new technology. Lithium battery. I even know they have a drill. So it says that the battery on the drill, needs a lot of koyach. They have lithium batteries where it will last for 10 months. It's an amazing thing. You have a battery that can last, such a small little battery that can last for such a long, even the cell phones, the technology is always improving, where it can last very, very long periods of time. So here we have this battery, and the question is, can you turn it on and turn it off? You can definitely use it. Are you allowed to turn on the button in order that you should preserve its energy? Hold its mutter. If you're allowed to turn on the battery, turn off the battery. Okay, I don't know why Shabbos be different. I don't know exactly why, but I don't know. But Yom Tov he holds it's Vaday Mutter. They turn on the battery. That's also Mutter. That everyone seems to say is. I take it back. I don't know. So adjusting the volume. I don't know. On Shabbos, people don't adjust the volume. They don't. The only time you adjust the volume is when it's quiet. I'll give you an example. My computer. So I have this very annoying thing. I don't know how to turn it off. Every time I get an email, not only does it ring, ding ding, it begins to read me the email. I once installed this. I don't know what I did. I can't figure out how to turn it off. I patched it around and I installed this app where when you're doing so, not only, you know, they have a lot of when you get your voicemail, there's a very popular app on a cell phone, right? That when you get a message, so instead of dialing the buttons to listen to your messages, please press, and then you go through the whole chagadia to get your messages, there's an app where they voice recognition, it takes the message and it listens, and the best that it converts it into text. And it sends you a text. It says you so-and-so called, and this is what he said. Sometimes it makes no sense because he says he shifts words, or he doesn't have a good diction, so the software has no clue, but the software is getting better and better. So most of the time you can make out more or less what the person calls, you know what they want anyway. And if you don't know what they want, just even a few words is enough to pick up what the person saves you 10 minutes of playing Chad Gadya on your telephone to listen to all of your voice messages. So my computer does the same thing, it's even better. As the email comes in, it tells you ding ding and it starts reading to you. You have to even go to the email, it starts reading to you what the email says. So okay, it's very cute, very nice, but 90% of the time I turn the volume off. I don't even know there's an entertainer. So once in a while the volume is on because I'm listening to, I don't know, to some clip or something, and I forget to turn it off. And all of a sudden it's Shabbos, and all of a sudden Friday night, all of a sudden the computer starts reading all the spam email. So it's very annoying. I want to go to sleep. So what's the halacha? Halacha is when there's no sound, when it's not reading email in between the emails, how much email do I get anyway, you just turn the volume, you slide the volume, the knob, to zero. So then the next time the email comes in, so that's mutar, even on Shabbos, because I'm not turning it off, and I'm adjusting it, and I'm adjusting it at a time when anyway there's nothing coming out of it, as preventive medicine.
Hit the button, the screen goes on.
No, this is just a knob on the speaker. There's nothing that's happening. To the best of my knowledge, there's nothing that's happening when I'm turning that little knob, and right now, this moment in time, there's no one's talking, there's no sound coming out, there's nothing happening, and I turn it, so that's permitted. So the question, what about while it's darshaning, while it's talking, are you allowed to adjust the volume? Probably yes. Probably the answer is yes, but do we do this? I don't think we do it. Now you have to know, you have to halacha l'maisa. The radio goes on. It'll be a very simple solution. The radio, the alarm clock radio goes on. You've got to turn it off. And it goes off 6 o'clock in the morning and it's Shabbos. You're not planning getting until 8:30. Go to 9 o'clock. Maybe, you know, now it's 6 o'clock and it's blasting away. To press the snooze button, that's for sure also. To turn it off is for sure also. Because also you're going to adjust all the lights, all the little indicators on the LCD display. Are you allowed to turn the volume down? We've never heard that you're allowed to do this. It seems you're not allowed. You never heard someone telling you can turn the volume down. Never heard that. You have to smother it. Smother it. Suffocate it.
Put a pillow on top where it goes off.
What? Oh, so that you can turn the volume down. The volume down you can do before it goes on. But also you don't realize it's going to go on until it's too late. Once it already goes on, so we've never heard anyone allowing us to turn the volume down. You have to smother it. So that would seem to be the answer to the question. Technically speaking, if a person did turn the volume down, did he do it in Avera? Or not? What already did you do already? You want to say you did Kibui? Electricity, we pass in local mice, it's not electricity. We don't pass it as electricity, not like all these shitas. So what do you change something? You reduce the amount of electricity? Is that really called significant that you did a maisa? I challenge you to find the place that will tell you did a malacha deraisa derabanan by turning it down. We don't do it. Why don't we do it? I don't know. We just don't do it. We're afraid. We just it's not Shabbistic. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos to turn it down. I don't know. So it's
what we might do is something
awesome inadvertently. No, and I told us inadvertently. Problem is, you have to really know the real halacha. Because if you're dealing in, there are many situations of people, let's say, like people that are not well, chaylin. Them, it's not a solution for them to go smug. They need their sleep. They need their sleep, so you have to do it. So then in Achlam, in those situations, so anyway, do it. You do it in Lechatil, you can do it in Lechatil by turning it off. Once you turn it off, when you said that we do it with a Shinu, you turn it down in an unusual way.
Okay, now it's just all that kind of keep it on.
Sakala, yeah, they want to, you have to have a hotline.
You have to know when
yeah. But to raise the volume, I'm not so sure. It's I don't know why we can't do it. Okay, so that concludes. Let me just finish up over here what it says. Okay, so we'll finish. Let's now go to Halacha Lamed Beis. Let's do a little bit more. Halacha Lamed Beis. Ein Oisin Mugmar. You're not on Shabbos allowed to make a Mugmar. Mugmar is incense. To take certain types of spices and put them on hot coals in order to produce a fragrance on Yom Tov. Why not? What are you doing wrong? You're doing Havara. This clearly is Havara. This is nothing other than making a fire on Yom Tov. And we know that Havara is mutter on Yom Tov when there's a need. So why would you not be allowed to do this? The answer is the aside, because it's not mutter on Yom Tov. El davar hatzorach l'chol ach asher yoseh l'chol nefesh hu levado yoseh lochem. Davar hashoveh l'chol nefesh. incense is not something that the average person needs. Only mifunakim, people that are of the aristocracy, people that are chashuvim, they are accustomed to having mugmar. The average person not, and therefore there's no heter to do this. Ein oisim mugmar dehainu lefazer to disperse minei besamim spices al hagicholim bein lahariach, whether you want to smell them, bein legameres and basabais, or you want to cause the house to have a good fragrance, a kelim or clothing. This was very common, it seems. Kelim here means clothing, it's a Gemara term. Kelim means clothing. In this context, in his clothing, we use in the Gemara a lot. The Chassid says, "L'chol nefesh." Ubi'inon ach asher yosel l'chol nefesh hu levado yosel l'chem. Ubi'inon davar hashove l'chol nefesh. Avol mugmar einu nitzach elu l'mu'ile mifunakim u'me'ugonim u'me'ungim. People that are very delicate in nature, who need these things to keep them going. Fine. Now he gets to the big, big controversial topic. Okay, major controversy. Uv'inyan ishun hatiton. Smoking tobacco. Tobacco, which here is referring to a pipe. Oh, so he discussed everything. A pipe could be worse in some situation. Let's see. Everything is the same. Inyan ishun hatiton tobacco. Nechluku hapoiskim zechonim levracha. It's a machlokes hapoiskim. A lot of smoke on his. In other words, what's the issue? Is smoking a davar hashave lechol nefesh? Smoking certainly is. Eish, you're not doing anything more than Havara. Havara is mutter on Yom Tov, and you're doing it for a purpose for your own enjoyment, but it's only mutter something that's shovel l'chol nefesh. Does the average person need a smoke, a cigarette? Or maybe years ago, you can say yes, it was extremely common. Today, it's much less common. It's not only is it less common, it's looked down upon. It's something which a person is addicted to. It's not a very good, positive habit that people are very, very happy with. So, is it dover hashavel l'chol nefesh? Very, very difficult question. So he says over here, it's machlis, those people that are mako, they hold that it is, because out in the world, they don't look at the Jewish population, they look at what goes on in the Welt, in the world. It is dover, it's considered to be something which is necessary. And again, everything is changing.
I take one thing out of this, excuse me, I'm just, all the people that they call Zichronim Levracha.
Yeah.
I don't ask anybody who's still alive. Smoking is okay.
Shavu l'chol nefesh. The God of Akilim. Srichim lizar shel halig b'niyor halig b'niyor v'loy b'gacheles. You gotta be, without question, is how do you light up? Okay, that's the big, he just died. The marble man just died, right? You saw that. The Mars. What did he die of? They don't want to say.
He was a very old man.
84 years old. 85 years old? 85, say that's a youngster, 85 years old.
I thought I read a long time ago that he did get what he said.
The camel man died, he did die of lung cancer, right? He died of lung cancer. But the Marble man, he did not die of... I know, it doesn't say. We don't know. It's a big mystery. 85 years old. Now, here's the very big question. How do you light up? Okay, let's say you attack all the... You light a lot of cigarettes. You light a lot of pipe, a cigar. How do you light up? How are you going to light up? Strike a match? We learned before that's categorically forbidden. A lighter, an electric lighter, it's awesome. Same thing, because you're lighting a match. That's making a new fire. And when you let go, that means what's ground kibui? Maybe it's a point. You let go of the light. If you light up a lighter, you turn it on, that's awesome. But let's say it's already lit. Are you allowed to let go? It's by letting go of the knob, of the button, is that called ground kibui? I let go. I didn't tell it to go out. It went out by itself. Is that called gram kivui? Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's mutter. If someone already lights it, they might be allowed to let go.
One light from the other. What if you have... Yeah. You say the same thing about a candle.
You can't do that.
It's like the shadow. Zerm, how instant is it? Zerem rishon, zerem sheni. You put a big bowl. L'chor, put a big bowl, that would be a gram kivui. Put a small bowl, a small cup, that would be more direct. Okay, so what do you do? So obviously, we've all seen this. What? Oh, exactly. We've all seen this. This is Shane Smoker. Okay, we've seen this. You go one to the other, or you have a candle. I saw on Sukkot. On Sukkot, I saw a guy lighting up a cup. it was a policeman that was smoking on and the other guy, he lit up from the cop. He asked him for a light. So it's tax money. This is what you pay. This is what you pay tax money for. You have policemen watching you. I'm younger. What is he allowed? He's not allowed to. A cop is not allowed to smoke on duty. You get into a lot of trouble.
We had a guy on the Lower East Side that they were after some mugging.
Yeah.
So they had a cop dressed up in Hasidic garb and pretend, you know, like to try to see who he can catch, the guy who was mugging these Jewish people.
Wow.
And he was very upset because he, as people pass by in the street, they say, "Good evening, officer." And he said, "How'd you know I was smoking?" He said, "It's Shabbat. How'd you know I'm a Jew?" He was sitting on the corner smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
It was Shabbat. His rationale was, but his
wouldn't
know. Wow. He was on the corner of Grand Street. He was like, "Good evening, officer."
Okay. So this is now Rabbi Zohar and Rabbi Yom Ha-Makil and Moshech and Lizar Shlo Lahalik B'nei Yonah with paper, Vobei Chalas, now with paper and now with the Gacheles. Why? Because Mishum Kesh Zorkin and Al-Oretz, when you throw the match on the earth, Nasa Kiboy, or the Gacheles, Nasa Kiboy, because you are directly extinguishing it by throwing it on the floor. Uvekal Yuchel Litos Lassas Kim B'yomtov Kevin Shirogil Lassas Kim Chotzitz Noel with the match. It's very easy. If you have the habit of smoking Yomtov, before you'll blink, "Oh, I need a cigarette," you'll go and take out a match, you'll light up a match, and you'll blow out the match, you'll extinguish the match in a way that is awesome. The next issue, this is a very big issue. Let's say on every cigarette today, if I'm not mistaken, it has words.
It has the
name of the cigarette and the title, and the different type of cigarette. That's the machlokes. Because you talk about that, not everyone agrees. There's some holes that the whole that it's not so. It's indirectly. When you light the cigarette, you light at the tip. There is no writing until it gets to the part where there's writing. That's indirect. So that's not everyone agrees that this is a problem of mechiga. El tzach lahalik mishal heves. He has life from open flame. You got to make your own cigarettes. I once had a guy who worked in my house. He worked on the roof, and he would take it. He took cigarette breaks every 5 minutes, and he invited me to show that how he makes his own cigarettes. It was very interesting. He told what? Rolling his own cigarettes. He showed me how he did it. He told me how much he paid.
With marijuana, that's
he says he paid. He told me. He showed me the whole process. Trying to get me into this. He showed me the whole process. I was fascinated. It was a very fascinating thing to see how you to make your own cigarettes. So you have to make yourself. You got to be able to use newspaper, because if you use newspaper, it's ksiva. So when you light, you got to use special paper. That special paper. Another thing. What about a pipe? Can you use what? So the answer is you can use an old pipe, but if you use a new pipe, it's tikkun money. It's like an oven. An oven is not mekabel tumen in the Mishnah Masechet Kelim until you heat it up for the very first time. You got to break it in. So if you have a new pipe and you light it for the very first time, you're breaking in the pipe. It's the shleimus. It's tikkun money. You're making the pipe for the very first time. The gam ein l'ashem mitoch kli pipe chadash. Gam aser. You also, it is also played a cigar. L'achdechas ha-titin b'yom tov. The titin is a the tip. The titin or the tiwa. Titin is the tobacco. The titin is the tobacco. The tobacco. Be able to find the tobacco. The nero duadin. Also l'chaseres haketzava shel ha-cigarette, and to cut the tip. The tip of the cigarette. That tips. You don't cut tips anymore with a cigarette. It's talking about a cigar.
Cigar.
The other reason is Rush Limbo. Rush Limbo, he's just got to call in and say, ask him a cigar question. Oh, he goes, he forgets about politics, about Obama and Bush and Clinton, and we'll talk for hours and hours about cigars. He's a mumche. He claims he buys the most cigars. No, now it's not in my one. That was all cocos. The wind was awesome. Then you're able to have. Oh, so he talked. I learned a lot from him in the days. I don't listen anymore to him. Baruch Hashem. I'm not in the place that knew that. It has to be during the time of the day. And there, I used to be in the turning time of the day when it was very convenient to listen. But I'm not. I don't have that situation anymore. Baruch Hashem. But he, I learned a lot about. So he talks about cigars. I would not know what in the world this means. I would have no clue. I have to give him credit. I have no clue what it means. Lahoster es hakitzavos shel cigaretin. He actually gave a shear. He gave a shear the perfect way to cut the tip. The tip of the. What?
Special Caleb.
Special Caleb. He's darshed in at least for 2 hours. Exactly how he cuts the tip of his exotic Cuban cigars. And the Kalim, there are certain types of Kalim, how to do it, there's a whole chokhmah.
It's lick the whole cigar, give it a, it makes it a slower burn, gives it
a ganze chokhmah, ganze Torah. And that's what it all says here. So I got to give him credit. If not, I have no clue what this means. It's you're doing it. You're making a kli. Cigar is an expensive thing. It's an expensive thing. I was shocked. This past summer, I was invited to go to a parlor meeting. I would never go, but this guy on my block, all these crazy stories. So what do they have there in the back? They have their stand. They hired a guy. Cigars, giving out to people these exotic cigars. A guy dressed up in a fancy uniform, a mumcha from a certain company, to pull the crowd into money. And you only can get a cigar from the big donors. You got to be from the, the major. You have to have, they give you a hat, a pin. There's a whole chokmah, how they recognize. And if you in that class of the big donors, this mumcha gives you a cigar and he shows you how to cut the tip and how to. It's a whole chokmah. Okay, so this is the not allowed. Okay, there's some halacha we'll do tomorrow. We'll finish this up tomorrow. No, usher. Just let it sit. Let it go by itself. Put it down and let it go by itself.
You throw it down on the floor.
You can extinguish it. So you have to gently put it down on the floor.
That's what we have here.
Put it down on the floor. You put it right near the fire extinguisher, the smoke detector. All right, we'll stop here.